Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this is how it feels when your girlfriend of 2 years proposes to you. Is she proposing to another woman, or is that a man with the weirdest looking man bun I've ever seen? If that's another woman, then statistically speaking, she's merely proposing to her future ex-wife, as the divorce rate for Scissor Sisters is close to 80%. But if that's actually a man, then $100 says that she pegged him when he said yes. Moving on, here's the look on a man's face when he discovers the true face of the woman that he once loved. Or still does in the case of Will Simp. But they never loved the woman. They only loved the woman they made up in their heads. That woman never really existed. Women will never fully understand this because they only lose control around a Chad, but eventually come to their senses again. Most of them can't imagine losing that much control simply being around another person. Number 3, men as staffers revolt over the tampon removal from the men's room. They revolt by bringing their own tampons. Must have been trans men to be that dedicated. If that's the case, then it's not a revolt. Revolting is the correct term. This is probably the same sort of thing that crashes perfectly good helicopters into planes. These were the same people fact-checking your posts and giving you 30-day suspensions or banning your account outright. Up next, at the age of 20, a woman will choose a player over a lover. But at 30, she will choose a provider over that lover. At that point, there's no place for lovers because women love practically. What this person really means is that women don't love you. They only love what you can do for them. Women are incapable of loving men the way that we love them. Women are romantics, which should show you that they are incapable of love and reciprocating our feelings. Number 5, the whole world calls soccer football. Except for America, as well as Canada, South Africa, Australia, and other countries. It was also called soccer in the UK until the 1980s, when they cucked out and changed what they call it. Also remember that no soccer team has ever won the Super Bowl, just like no American football team has ever won the World Cup. I think that soccer is popular because it's the cheapest game to play with the least amount of equipment required. Moving on, a guy took his bunny to the range the other day and he thinks he might be having some trouble at home. But he was probably just pretending to blow her kisses with his boomstick. Maybe he won't let anyone get a shot at his wife before he does. Either that, or he could actually be scared of divorce rape. This reminds me of Al Bundy. When Peggy came home one day and asked him, "Did you miss me?" he said with every bullet so far. Number 7, after making tens of millions of dollars from The Simpsons, actor Hank Azaria says that the character Apu, which he plays, is a dehumanizing stereotype. Yes, Apu is a successful businessman with a wife and tons of kids. I can't believe how dehumanizing that is. If he feels bad for using the dehumanizing stereotype, then why doesn't he donate all the money to some charities in India or something? So Hank Azaria is suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. He can't stop being racist because the pay is too good. Up next, is this a case of super white knighting? In 2016, a train station in a remote Japanese village was set to close permanently. But there was only one student using it to commute to school. So instead of stopping it, they kept it running until she eventually graduated. It probably cost them 5 times more to run that train than she will ever bring in tax revenue in her entire working life. They should have just given her the money instead. So yeah, it's white knighting. Number 9, stay safe out there, guys. Especially when you go out on a date because women wear revealing clothing to get male attention, as well as to piss off other women. It kills 2 birds with 1 stone. Or shall I say a pair of hooters? On top of that, this leads the couple to fight, and women love drama, so they get a kick out of the chaos they've created. To women, fighting is preferable to boredom. They aren't like men. We crave peace. They crave pissing contests. Moving on, here's the difference between how men and women get rich. Men work hard and women get on Lonely Fools. But far more men get rich from working hard than women get rich off of OF. In reality, these days, it's almost impossible to get rich from working hard alone. Just like these days, it's impossible for women to get rich off of OF alone. The wealthy people we see are the outliers and are the exception to the rule. This also needs a second woman. One saying OnlyFans and the other saying, "I got rich from divorce." Number 11 is Selena Gomez, and she's crying as she lost 800,000 Instagram followers because she put out a video condemning the deportations by Trump. It really affected her because she even deleted her post. But is 800,000 really that big a deal when she's got well over 400 million followers on that platform? Whenever I see celebrities fake crying, it tends to make me want to bring out the tiniest violin and play them a sad song. Up next here we have Batman updated for modern audiences. I'm so sick and tired of this sort of thing. I don't want to see disabled Batman. He looks like he's become one with his Batmobile. I guess we all knew that eventually Bane would break Batman. Now he looks like a cross between Lieutenant Dan and Batman. Lieutenant Bat-Dan. But the only difference is Lieutenant Dan didn't have any legs. Also, Batman is still a white male. For this to be accurate, he would have to be a 500-pound black trans woman. Number 13, here's what happens to many chats in high school that eventually turn into chuds. Funny enough, I knew guys that started off looking like the top pictures and eventually de-evolved into the guy in the bottom. It's like playing the reverse Uno card on yourself, but the problem is easily solvable. Just exercise or even a Zempec these days to suppress your appetite. Pay for some hair transplants, and you'll be Chad 2.0 in no time. Moving on, why is it the communists have a massive blind spot where they don't see that everything they enjoy around them is thanks to capitalism, but they still think that they're being oppressed by the system? That's because communism these days is no longer about materialism, like it was in previous decades. Modern communism is cultural and requires you to take power for power's sake to punish those around you because your life hasn't turned out the way you want it and you're not a celebrity or famous yet. Number 15, I'm sick and tired of paid-off politicians pretending like they're fighting for the people, when all they're doing is lining their own pockets while claiming that the other guy is doing it instead. I can't believe that I thought Elizabeth Warren was a good person 15 to 20 years ago, trying to help people. Now my reaction to anything that Elizabeth Warren says is like this. Watch out, because Pocahontas is going to get out the war paint. Up next, you have tech storage capacity of various digital media, and finally you have your angry girlfriend remembering all of your past mistakes. She's more like the cloud. All of your sins against her stay uploaded forever. Even the tiniest details will be remembered to use against you later. But the left will say that men and women have the same mind and it's all social conditioning. If that's the case, then what happened to men's memory? We need to stop relying on old technology and develop lover bots already. Number 17, men prefer traditional and submissive debt-free virgins without tattoos. But good luck finding one these days. There aren't enough to go around to make a difference. Funny how none of these look like they're from America or from the West. Trad wives don't exist anymore. The best you can hope for is a fat, lazy one that knows how to keep her mouth shut. Women prefer a sexually experienced, dominant man with tattoos. Funny how that works. Moving on, do you support men going their own way? We live a life free of alimony, child support, false accusations, cheating and nagging. Not to mention peace, no debt, tons of free time pursuing our hobbies. Monk mode saves tons of guys' lives. It saved mine. With regards to marriage, the only way to win a rigged game is not to play it. For a man, no wife means a happy life. Number 19, the Daily Mail is saying this White House correspondent is wearing inappropriate outfits. Before we start discussing if that skirt is too short, we should first finish discussing those two guys that were caught boinking each other in the Senate chamber. Or possibly discuss the trans woman flashing crowds at the White House lawn. Articles like this one are being written because ugly liberal women are probably jealous. But I don't see a problem. Because of her, all the male reporters will all be on time. Up next, men are flocking to female-dominated yoga and Pilates classes, and women are enraged. They secretly hate men invading what they see as their own space. Funny how that works. We welcome them into male spaces and they get angry when men enter theirs. Ironic, isn't it? Creepy, autistic, and unattractive men have just discovered their superpower. All they have to do to destroy women's fun is show up to where the women are, and women will run away. Also, real men don't do yoga. Number 21, Chloe says that her boyfriend's family is against them dating. Sam asks, who are they to stop you? She says that they're his wife and kids. Looks like two women fighting over the same man. In this day of poly relationships, why don't they all become one great big happy family? Women are willing to share the top chads among themselves. Looks to me like another case of fatherless behavior. Moving on, we once had 24-hour Walmarts, $20 tanks of gas, and 99-cent stores. So what happened? The 24-hour stores went away because of theft. That's what happens when you live in a low-trust soy society. The cheap food, gas, and everything for dollar stores got wrecked by inflation. The Democrats printed money to spend on useless programs that Elon is now cutting out. That will make the American dollar stronger, so imports will become cheaper. Unless, of course, Trump goes tariff crazy. Number 23, this is a sad state of affairs that we all live under these days. 500-pound women boarding planes and being given two seats while you get punished because your luggage is 3 pounds too heavy. Airlines should impose net weight pricing based on your height. That would be the only fair way to fly. Why do the slim have to pay for the obese? Just pray you don't have to sit next to a land whale. She might start thinking you're the in-air snack and eat you. And not in a good way. Op Next ICE wants to deport Anna here because she's an unlawful resident. This woman needs a sponsor to stay in the United States, or they will deport her. You know that tons of simps are going to line up to save her from being sent back to Taco Land. Maybe the government should offer papers to attractive single women. That way there would be a lot less incels in America. But that wouldn't work out well, because feminists would lose their minds because women like her would be taking their good men. Never stand in front of a woman and her meal tickets. Number 25 and the last one, besides having cancer, what the hell happened to Bad Baddie? Looks like she peaked in her teens. Either that or she sold her soul to the devil for only a handful of years. And it looks like the devil has come to collect sooner rather than later. I know it's kind of inappropriate for me to say this, but she now looks like a ghetto AIDS Barbie. She's only 21. The wall is coming for them younger and younger these days. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.